Here's one for you. You ready?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. My name's Faith, and I'm a glamour model based in Wales. Okay. Mm. I love your show and have always wanted to try and get into presenting, especially radio. And I was wondering if you had room for little me for a week on your show. I would love the experience, and who better than to work with the best group on radio? I should also mention I'm a qualified masseur, so I could give plenty of back rubs during the day. Nice. Now, I've got to be honest, right? Out of the many talented people at Radio 1, and let's be honest, the majority of not-so-talented people in the building, I don't know any of the staff that can give decent massages.
Not professional, no.
I know you probably get emails from sad people all the time, and I'm sure you're going to take the mick out of me, but I would seriously love a chance. Regards, Faith. And she has given us her website as well.
Yeah, I had a look at that.
What?
I did have a look at that. Yeah.
Have you looked at it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? Yeah, pass me the screen and the mouse, because I thought you might ask me that. So I did actually prepare. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so to get the internet on, what do? I press this button here. So this is, what's her name? Faith.
If she's a girl massager, she's a masseuse.
She said she's a masseur.
She should be a masseuse.
What's the difference between a masseur and a masseuse?
A masseuse
Not much.
A female massager, whereas a masseur...
A female massager?
Yeah. A masseur is a male massager, okay, I believe.
A monsieur, surely.
Well, monsieur, masseuse.
A monsieur, masseur.
Monsieur, it would be a French massager.
What are you two talking about?
This is like a not very... quick version of Graham Norton with your internet, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
And of course you can't see anything.
Because Graham Norton goes, duh, 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 and this fantastic site.
Yeah, but, you know, his show is recorded. Would you like to see some pictures of her?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
if you turn the screen around to yourself, there you'll find some photographs of her. Now, this is what I find quite bizarre. She says in the email, my name's Faith, and I'm a glamour model based in Wales, right? However, there are no naked photos of her on her website, right? She's completely either covered up or fully clothed. Now, I respect that in a woman, to cover herself up, but not particularly if you're a glamour model.
I think it's because she doesn't want her site to be distasteful.
Well, I think that could be it.
Because up here in the black and white, there are a couple, they're very small.
Are they?
Yeah, but what do you think of her? Do you think she's pretty? Do you think she's nice?
Yeah, she's...
Would you like her to come on the show and give us a massage?
Why not?
Really?
Why not, yeah.
Well...
She's a little on the large side for me.
Oh, you can't say that. She looks a bit like a busty Sophia Ellis-Bextor.
No, I'm not saying that she's fat.
Sophia Ellis-Bextor.
I just prefer something a little bit more petite, that's all I'm saying.
All right, now pass me the website back then, please, right? Okay, I need to have a play with it. Okay, now, so the thing is, when you go on this website, she also has Faith's friends, right?
Ah, okay. Are they masseuses too?
I have no idea. And she says, here are a few of my fellow models in the UK, okay? And so you click on the picture. Now, who would you like to see? Is there anybody in particular you'd like to see? Now, let me just have a little look, okay? Because there is somebody... Well, you have a look and tell me which one you'd like to see.
Somebody stick out.
If you pardon the expression, yes, I think so. These are Faith's friends.
Now, I've had a look here.
There's other models in the UK.
There's one here that doesn't... There's a lovely black and white photo.
Yeah.
And she's very pretty, and I thought, I'll have a look at her.
Don't click on anything. Just tell me which... Point at the screen, which one?
Let's go for that one, Dave.
Which one? The snooker table?
Yeah.
No, not that one. No, she looks slutty.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
The one I'm looking at is the one in the middle in the pink.
Oh, Jessica Lott.
Oh, no, this one here.
No, the one in the
middle. Oh, I see.
Pass me all the thing again. That's right. Because I thought you'd have gone for her. I must admit.
Well, it's a tough choice.
It's a girl. It's a little blonde girl, and she's wearing like a... What would you call it, describe it as? Undergarments? Or
yeah.
Okay, but the interesting thing is when you click on her website, this girl is called Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what do you think her website is under? Okay, well, I'll tell you. When you click on it, that's what you see if you have a look. It goes, ooh, it's Nikki New. Now, I don't know if she's calling herself Nikki New or New is her surname, but that is the website for Nikki New.
Very nice.
What do you think?
I think she looks promising.
Do you think Nikki New, though, would she get taken seriously in the grown-up professional world of modelling if her surname was New? Well, I would say probably. Mm. If her first name was Nikki, maybe. But if your name was Nikki New, how seriously are you expected to be taken seriously? Do you know?
Yeah, if she was a Chinese lady, that would be all right.
Nikki New?
Yeah, but she's not.
No, she's not. That's like saying if she was Irish and she was called Nikki McNew. I mean, where are you going with that, Will?
I'm just saying, it would be more appropriate.
Anyway, I thought I'd leave that page with you and you can explore the glamorous world of the model Nikki New.
New in 2002.
Now she's taking the mickey.
Yes.
Not New in 2002, it's Nikki New in 2002.
New in 2002.
Nikki New.
One.
This January, Radio 1 brings you another brand new show, The Lockup.